using the notion of simplicial objects, which I just defined last time, we define a category of spaces. So remember that K is a fixed field. So the category of spaces over K will be the category of objects in the category of sheaves in the Nisnevich topology on the category of smooth quasi-iterative K schemes, and we denote it this way. In short, we'll say that an object is a space unless we are working on different fields, base fields. We'll just say, in short, a space. It's a space over K, or a space. So now we come to homotopy theory. And remember from what we did last time that the category of spaces contains as a full subcategory with no simplicial structure, so constant simplicial structure, the category of smooth varieties, smooth K schemes. In some sense, we have extended that category. Okay? The full subcategory. So first we need first approximation. It's a notion of simplicial homotopy theory. So here are some definitions. I will not recall all the notions or the structure, but very briefly, basic notions. A cofibration in the category of spaces is just a monomorphism. From curly X to curly Y. So I will tend to write spaces by curly capital letters. And capital letters would be rather for smooth varieties. The monomorphism. So recall that this can be checked on Stokes. Can be checked Stokewise. Take any point X in capital X, a smooth variety. You compute the stock of this morphism, and it should be an injective map, okay, for all X in X. Now, simulation weak equivalence between spaces is a morphism of spaces such that, well, Stokewise, it is a weak equivalence of simplicial sets such that for any point in smooth scheme over K, then the Stoke. This is just a map of simplicial sets. Simplicial sets. And in the category of simplicial sets, you have a notion of weak equivalences. If you don't know it, then remember that for K, a simplicial set can be realized topologically. So this is a topological realization. It has a space. Topological space, a portion, so Kn is a set of n simplices across the n topological singular simplex, okay, the convex hole of n plus 1 points in R n plus 1, divided by some explicit relations, and these guys become triangulated space, so a CW complex, and in fact, a simplicial weak equivalence in that category is something which becomes a weak homotopy equivalence after realization. It's But one can define this in terms of simplicial sets only. And now, even slightly more technical, the following notion, simplicial hydration, between spaces E to B P is a morphism which has the following property. So the right lifting property with respect, so this comes from Quillen's work on model category with respect to all morphisms which are, maybe I should note use some notation. So cuff will be the set of all cofibers, and here WS will be the set, well, the class of all simplicial weak equivalences. And this property holds for trivial cofibrations, which means both a cofibration and a simplicial weak equivalent. So what does this mean? So there is always an ambiguity here, so it means concretely that you put this morphism on the right, and you take any x, y, any element here, so monomorphism which is also simplicial weak equivalent. Assume that there is a commutative square of this type, then so P is said to have the right lifting property with all trivial cofibrations if for any such commutative square there exists always at least one morphism in the middle which lets the diagram commute. So it comes from homotopy theory, property which people observed for fibrations, geometric fibrations, or the case. Okay, so I will not define the structure of model category and so on. I will just state a theorem, so which I will not make precise, which only means that you can do homotopy theory with that structure. So as far as I understood, I have to care because of the people in the room. So this was proven by André Joyal in a letter to Grothendieck, as I know. And I learned this result in a paper by Rick Jardine. These three classes and the simplicial structure on the category of simplicial sheaves, define a simplicial closed model category structure on the category of spaces. But I will not define exactly what it means. It just means that you can do some homotopy theory in a nice way, invented by Quillen. So the category of spaces, which is a simplicial category, endowed with the notion of cofibrations, simplicial weak equivalence, and fibrations, simplicial fibrations. So as you see, I didn't put any index for COF because it will be the same set, the same class. But here, it will change a bit. So this is a simplicial model category structure on the category of spaces. So it means that these three classes satisfy some axioms. So I don't want to write it. I will just give concrete consequence, so corollary, and corollary is due to Quillen, is the principle of homotopical algebra by Quillen. So if, so first, the category of spaces in which you formally invert all the cylindrical weak equivalence exists. I mean, it's well defined. There is a universal solution to the problem of inverting this. So you will denote that category as follows for us, so with an S in index, so the cylindrical homotopy category of spaces over K. And one may compute, I mean, morphism in that category as follows. So it's well defined. And for any X or any Y, the set of morphisms, so I will denote it by bracket with an S as an X, simply show a set of homotopy classes of morphism can be computed as follows. So part of the axioms I didn't write here give you the existence of a trivial propagation from Y to an object Y index F, for which the map from Y index F to the point, the final object of the category of spaces, is a fibration. Part of the axiom contains a factorization axiom for any morphism. And this is just obtained by applying this factorization property to the morphism from Y to the point. You can factor it as a trivial cofibration followed by a fibration, simple fibration. So such an object is called a fibrant. So it's a generalization of the notion of Kahn simple sets. In the category of simple set, the analog is the notion of Kahn complex. And then, so you choose one, and in fact, regarding the proof, in fact, so this is something which is sometimes technically very interesting. In fact, you may find functorial factorizations. And in fact, you may also find some nice functorial factorization, for instance, which commutes to finite products. So if you really want to care and care about the group structure, if you have a group, for instance, sheaf of groups, simple sheaf of groups, then you can find some resolution which will take this group to a finite space, but which is also a group, for instance. Okay, if you really want to care about that. And then, in this set, there is a natural map from the set of simple homotopy classes of maps from X to YF. So YF is called a fibrant resolution of Y. So it's a non-abelian variant, I mean, analog of injective resolution, if you want, to this set here. And this is just the quotient of a set of all morphisms of spaces from X to YF by the simple homotopy relations. So which means just that take the simple delta 1, simple interval, you cross it by X, and you take all maps from X cross delta 1 to Y index F. And two morphisms here are identified if you can obtain them the one at the zero section and one at the one section. And in fact, the equivalence class, equivalence relation generated by this relation. So this is called the set of naive simplicial homotopy classes of maps. So there is an obvious map because if you take an actual morphism here, so remember you have this diagram, so if you take a morphism here, you have this trivial cofibration here, but in the category here, this morphism is an isomorphism. So you can just compose this with the inverse. Okay, and this map is a bidirectional. Okay, so this gives you a way to compute this. But of course, the problem with this is that there is usually no way to. And to understand explicitly fibrant resolution of Y. So usually it gives you the theoretical existence, but to compute, it's really hard to use this. Maybe I should give some examples Yeah. Examples of computation, but actually which are not quite done using this, but using a dual formula, which is due to Verdier, which I will not make explicit here. So if G is a shift group, the Nifnewicz topology, like take an algebraic group, for instance, over K, and then you can define its classifying space. So this is a space. And so remember, a simplicial object is defined by a collection indexed by the integers. So in simplicial dimension 0, it's the point. In simplicial dimension 1, it is G. Dimension 2, it is G plus G. And here you have two spaces, G0, D1, which are no choice. There is only one morphism from G to the point. The degeneracy S0 takes the star to the neutral section of G. Here you have three morphisms, and so D0, D2 will be projection from G equals G to G, and the middle one, D1, will be the product, and so on. So you have a nice formula, which is the usual simplicial formula for the classifying space. We define such a classifying space of G, and then for any smooth variety, one may compute a set of morphisms from X to BG and define a non-abelian H1. So, set of isomorphic classes of G tensor over X in the Nifnewicz topology. So, this formula is always true. And more generally, well, not more generally, but for any integer n greater or equal to 2, and if n is a shift of abelian group, there exists a Neyman-McLean object which is defined by the same formula. So if you know some formula for a Neyman-McLean that KMN, where M is an abelian group in the category of simplicial sets, and you have nice formulas, and you just observe that this formula holds for any shift of abelian group, like for this one. Okay. In fact, one construction, which is not the best one, is to observe that if G is an abelian group here, and C is a shift of abelian groups, simplicial shift of abelian groups, then you can iterate. You can apply term-wise the classifying space construction B to that diagram. You get a bisimplicial abelian group, and you take the diagonal, and you can iterate this. So when you iterate this, this is a model for this one, for instance. Okay, but you have better and smaller model. So one of its properties is that it stalks at any point, so it is a simplicial set, and as such is an Neyman-McLean space in the usual sense of type K. The stalk of M at xn. Okay, so there is a way to make this natural. Well, one model, I see some eyes trying to understand it. So there is a nice model which gives you the following formula. Let me see. Such that for any smooth variety, I give you a formula. I give you this object by the functor which it represents. If you take a smooth variety, you can define the chain complex. Space. Simplicial shift. Then, to the simplicial object, you can define its co-chain complex with value in M. Just take in degree N the abelian group of morphisms from x in degree n to m, morphism of sheaves. It's an abelian group. And you can turn this into a complex by using the differentials. So there is an obvious, I mean, you take the alternating sum of di's, and this defines a chain complex. Then in degree n, you can look at cycles, cocycles, n cocycles. Then you should, well, in fact, you can also, the smallest one, you can normalize it as you go in simple theory, if you want. But using this, I mean, naive notion, if you take the functor which maps the space x to m is fixed to the group of n cocycle of x with value in m, then this is on from x, the space x, to kmn. Okay, so it is related to this. And as a consequence, the next property will not be very surprising, that this object can be used to compute cohomology. Example that for any, so now, so x was a curly x here, it was a space, general space. Now for a smooth variety and a set of morphisms in the simple geometric category can be shown to be isomorphic to the nth cohomology group in the Nijmegen topology of x whose coefficient is m, the sheaf m, restricted to m, to x. So, I mean, these objects, as an affine spaces and classifying spaces, play exactly the same role here as in usual topology. So now we enter A1. So, this theory, though it is interesting for some point of view, I mean, this property here has a following property which is disappointing. So observation, the obvious morphism which takes a sheaf of sets in the Nijmegen topology to simplicial sheaves, which means to spaces, and then to the homotopy category, and this is a full embedding. So nothing happens in dimension zero. If you have no simplicial structure, you just get. So which means that if you take sheaves of set with no simplicial structure, all the morphisms are identities. The morphism in the simplicial homotopy category is just morphism of sheaves. Okay. Nothing happened. In particular, the category of smooth scheme embeds a full category there. Okay, and we want to create something which will, I mean, like in topology, consider A1 or the affine space AM as contractible. Okay, so this is not enough. From the point of view of simplicial homotopy theory, AN is not contractible. In fact, you can construct sheaves for which the cohomology of AN is non-trivial in general. Okay, so we want to collapse A1, so there is a formal way. So again, it will be a formal definition, and the rest of this lecture will be concerned to show you that there are techniques to compute in very concrete way these abstract definitions. So A1 model structure. Definition. So we'll keep as cofibration the same cofibration. So we will not touch this, but we need something extra to define the notion of A1 weak equivalences. So in some sense, there are not enough weak equivalences up to now. not enough weak equivalence to identify, for instance, A1 to the point. Okay, so we want to formally have this. So a space Z, curly Z, is A1 local if and only if for any other space X the obvious map from X to Z simply shown homotopically, there is nothing else for the moment, so this is induced by the projection, the curly one here, X cross A1 to Z is bijection. So space is A1 local if it doesn't see A1. For Z, A1 is the same thing in geometric category as the point. It doesn't see any difference. And A1 equivalence, or weak, A1 simply, A1 weak equivalence is a morphism of spaces such that for any A1 local G, the map from Y to Z in the simple homotopy category to my composition X Z is a bijection. So we denote the set of A1 weak equivalence by W index A1. We observe that simplicial weak equivalence are automatically A1 weak equivalence by the very definition. And also there is an obvious example which is given by this example here. The projection from X to X cross A1 to X is by definition an A1 weak equivalence. So all these projections. And in some sense you generate this formula by putting these together. And three, you deduce from that the notion of trivial A1 cofibration by requiring to be both a cofibration and an A1 equivalence. And then you may define the notion of A1 cofibration. Is a morphism E to D which has the left. In fact, I never know what to put there. It's right. Okay, so the right. I even forgot what I. Okay. It means that 5% are on the right, and the right listing property with respect to all morphisms which are cofibration and A1 weak equivalence. So we see from here that you have more A1 weak equivalences, which means much more trivial A1 cofibrations, which means less A1 fibrations. And the theorem is that this defines, again, a simplicial model structure. Are the same, A1 equivalences and A1 fibrations is a simplicial model category. So again, I will not say more about that, but just one concrete consequence exactly here. So there exists, in fact, a functor, a functor factorization, so for any space, morphs to something which I will write LA1 of X, and the L here is for localization, which is, so actual A1 cofibration here, and this is A1 fibrant, and this is functorial. For any space, there is a functorial way to construct such a factorization, and this is called so V or A1 localization functor, because there are many, there are several equivalent construction. One localization functor. Oh, so we should put a V or S here. Is it rather American or? Okay. A1 localization functor. Just one word about the construction of this, which basically allows one to prove this result. So one model is the following. First, if you have a space X, you can define, so this is a Suslin Voivodsky construction. It's singular. A1 space. So it takes a space to another space, which is called this A1 singular space. And this is a simplicial sheaf of sets, so which is obtained by mixing together, so the simplicial structure of X itself, but you take the functional object in the category of sheaves, and here you put the algebraic delta n. So the algebraic delta n is from a cosimplicial smooth variety. There is a functor from delta to smooth schemes, which takes n to the spectrum, which is an affine scheme, to an affine space of the polynomial ring in n plus 1 variables, t0, tn, divided by the sum of ti equal to 1. So this is a cosimplicial object. Now, in the category of sheaves of set, you can define the functional object for a fixed sheaf. So you raise it to the power delta n. So delta n varies cosimplicially and xn simplicially, but as you take function object, it turns this variance here as simplicial. So we get the bisimplicial object and it takes a diagonal. Okay? Well, so is it. And with this construction, so this construction was used, for instance, by Suslin Voivodsky to define motivic cohomology. If you apply this construction for X, a special sheaf of abelian group with transfers, then you get exactly a complex, a simplicial abelian sheaf, which is in fact can be turned into a complex, which is so for X well chosen, the motivic complex of Suslin Voivodsky. Okay. One of the theorem of Voivodsky that when X is a sheaf of abelian groups with transfers, then this construction gives you in some sense directly the A1 localization. So in the case of more general spaces, you need to iterate this infinitely many times. Okay, there is no general theorem, but in the spirit it is more or less the same thing. So the construction of LA1 of X now goes as follows. So first you turn X into a fibrant, simplicial fibrant space. So this is a functional construction. And then you apply this construction to the fibrant resolution of XF. There is a natural morphism. And then, so this, the problem is that in general this will not be fibrant anymore, so you have to take its simplicial fibrant resolution, and you just keep on doing this countably but infinitely many times. And take the union. And once you have taken the colimit, the problem is that in general it's not fibrant, so you have to take one more step and take it, the fibrant resolution of the colimit. But basically, the A1 localization functor is obtained by mixing, alternatively, simplicial fibrant resolution and this construction of Suslin-Voivodsky. And then you iterate and so on. And we only need to do this countably many times because the Nisnevich topology is finite cohomology dimension. So this works also in the Zariski topology, but if you want to I mean, this works for any topology, but if the topology is bad, well, this infinite canonical dimension, like the Zetal topology in some cases, then you need to iterate much more. You have to take some big ordinal, big enough in comparison to the object of the site.
That's exactly.
Yeah, but for Nisnevich and as for Zaisky, this is a good point, you only need to do this comfortably many times. I mean, the cosmological dimensions in the Nisnevich topology is bounded by, again, the Krull dimension of the wave. But for any topology, any on smooth schemes, this theorem holds. I mean, there is an Ewald localization functor, but it is even more mysterious. In fact, I don't know examples, concrete examples, where the Ewald localization is not obtained in one step. But there is no reason why it should be true. But in most cases, it's in one or two steps. Okay, now we can define the main object. So now let me give just two examples of computations. Which were done in our papers with Wojtowski, which were the only basic, and the only sort of easy, which is not quite true, but well, let's say the only possible computation at the time. So we will denote by H, no index, the associated multiplicative. So the spaces in which one inverts all the A1 with equivalences. And observe that this is also obtained by inverting in the simplicial homotopy category the image of the A1 with equivalences. So in some sense, this is a localization of the simplicial homotopy category. So we invert more. Okay, and this functor, so we have this functor, has a right adjoint, left adjoint, which is induced by the A1 localization functor. Which means that the functor of A1 localization, which a priori is a functor from spaces to spaces, so it takes spaces to spaces, but it will take an A1 weak equivalence, almost by definition, to a simplicial homotopy equivalence, simplicial weak equivalence. So it will induce a functor this way. And as such, and this, so usually, by abuse, we still denote LA1, the induced functor, and this functor is a full embedding. This is a full embedding. And identify that category here with a full subcategory in the simplicial homotopy category consisting of spaces which are A1 local. Full embedding, this image. The A1 local object spaces. So the problem is to understand what is, in concrete terms, what is an A1 local object. If you want to be able to say something concrete. So this will be the aim. Basically, what we'll do, so in that category, there is a Postnikov tower decomposition for spaces just by take a simplicial Fibonacci resolution. And you use the usual formulas that you can find in any book on simplicial homotopy theory. So you get the Postnikov tower. So it is true that in the Nisnevich topology, any space is in the simplicial homotopy category the homotopy inverse limit of its Postnikov tower. and so on and so on. So we have a decomposition here, and our main aim and our main result will be to understand the steps, each steps in the Postnikov tower. So we'll be able to say something on the homotopy sheaves. We'll be able to say a space here. So here is A1 local exactly if this property holds for each of its homotopy sheaves. And this is not, tautology. Priori, over a general base, K, up to now, I could have assumed that K is just a base scheme. And there is no formal characterization of A1 local spaces here in terms of their homotopy sheaves. But over a field, there is one, which is quite concrete. And this is the aim of these lectures. I wanted to give two examples of computations, or a bunch of examples. So if you, X smooth variety, we take GM, generally in a group of rank one, so it's a commutative algebraic group, which represent the units over schemes, then is one observation. So we can compute this in the simplicial homotopy category. I gave you the computation already, and we found H1 Niskevich XGM. So it's not hard to check that in fact it is the same thing as H1 in Zariski, and in fact it's also the same thing as in the et al. Topology by Hilbert during 90. So this is a Picard group of X. And we know that the Picard group for smooth variety, for regular schemes, is invariant under A1. So the Picard group of X cross A1 is the same thing as the Picard group of X. As a consequence of this observation, we deduce that, in fact, BGM is A1 local. Okay. So in some sense, this space has only one non-trivial homotopy sheaf, which is GM in degree 1. And this sheaf GM is very particular. It has a very nice structure. It is A1 invariant, but more. And we will see this very soon. And as a consequence, we deduce that this is A1 local. Then using this adjunction here, we get that this is in fact the set of maps also in the A1 homotopy category. Okay, because this is an A1 local object. Okay. Now, the point that I had some doubts when I wrote it. So it's morphism from X to M, it's right adjoint.
The localization is the upper product, right?
What?
The localization the upper product, not the lower product.
What do you mean?
There are two functors.
Yeah? I think the functor induced by this one. Well, okay, this is the one I want to, to be called the A1 localization. Because it really takes A1 recurrence to simplicial. This is the hard part.
But you wrote L A for the localization.
Yeah, but not for left. Not for left. No, I'm joking. The L is for localization, not for left. So I do not claim. So I just
Okay.
What was your?
Well, I sort of support the point of view of George that LA should be upstairs because in the
what do you mean upstairs?
There are two functors, right?
Yeah.
One is a reflection in a subcategory. The second one is like.
Okay, let's write the formula. If you take and agreeing that this is the right adjoint, so this will be a set of morphisms in the simplicial homotopy category, and this is the same thing as this. That is the formula. for any space x and any space y. You have this formula.
Right. Which the inclusion is a right adjoint, that's correct.
Yeah, so this is a right adjoint, yeah.
Okay, yeah. So I see LA is not a reflection.
I don't know what you mean by a reflection. You mean idempotent. Well, I mean, you have more A1 equivalent to HK is obtained by inverting more. There is a right adjoint which is induced by LA1.
Yeah.
Okay?
Okay.
And this is a full embedding.
Yeah.
And the A1 of the category, so H of K, can also be seen as the full subcategory with object A1 local spaces.
Okay.
So everything's clear? Yeah, so this is the formula. And in much the same way, so my last point is that, you can prove that for Pn, you have a Gn torsor here, and you can embed the Pn big as 1, and you get commutative square. So I take, I denote by P infinity the union, the colimit of the Pn, and we see that this collection of diagrams defines, like in topology, a Gn torsor over the space P infinity. It's really a Gn torsor, so you have an action of Gm there. And this is the union of spheres, so which means affine space minus 0, but you let the dimension increase. In fact, it's not hard to check that each inclusion here, so if you go one step further, is A1 contractible, is A1 constant. I mean, because you can move, so if you have, if you start from there and you go into the bigger one, it's A1 homotopic to a point, so you add 0 by this. To the next coordinate, okay? But it is, of course, by putting a T, A1 homotopic, to the same inclusion with 1, adding 1. And then you can forget about the minus 0 here, so it factors to up to A1 homotopic to the space An plus 2, which is contractible. As a consequence, the colimit here is A1 contractible. Is A1 contractible. So it is the point. In the A1 homotopy category. I mean, the morphism to the point is an A1 weak equivalent. As a consequence, we see that P infinity is also A1 equivalent to BG. The consequence, there exists canonical A1 equivalent, weak equivalent, P infinity to BGM. Which is in fact, in some sense, induced by this formula. Over Pn, you have G torsor, so you get for Pn a map here, and they fit each other to define such a morphism. And this is an A1 with equivalence. So the consequence, using this game, is used that for any smooth variety X morphism from X to P infinity is typical group. And this is completely wrong. In the simplicial homotopy category, because this is a sheaf of sets, there is no simplicial structure on P infinity. And then in the simplicial homotopy category, it is just a set of morphisms from X to P infinity. Another example, which is more elaborated, use Quill and K theory. You can take the same thing. Cross Z, the constant sheaf associated to Z, cross the infinite Grassmannian. And so, this can be shown to be isomorphic to Grothendieck K0, in much the same spirit. So these computations were known for a long time, from the very beginning. And the problem here, as you see, that it's in some sense easier to understand morphisms from a finite stuff, so X smooth variety, which is finite, the analog of finite complex, to an infinite object. The infinity is infinite. It's an unhermitian space. And the Grassmannian infinite one is infinite objects. Gn-Hermitian space and so on are also infinite objects. So the problem here, it's a very difficult problem, is to just find any example of computation between finite stuff. constants P1 to P1, as I already explained. Okay, so now we come to the main object of studies. Can you find homotopy shields? Definition. Taking a space and define psi 0 a1 of x. This would be a sheaf of sets, is the associated sheaf. I have a question for you about the notation. Ask for the reasons to use A for the associated sheaf functor and L for the. But why is A a small letter and L a capital letter? I don't see any reason. Do you know? Why is not capital A? What? Okay. Same. They really use capital L.
A is for an annual capital A.
Ah, so it was forbidden to use capital A. Okay. Yeah, and it's a little bit dangerous to use RSS as notation. Yeah. Okay. To the following preshift. Okay, so which take a smooth variety to a set, so it's just a set of morphisms from U to X. So you fix a space X over K, and you consider the presheaf of sets on that category, which takes U to the set of homotopy classes. So I will, from now on, drop H of K. So this will mean, okay, and if I am computing in the simplicial homotopy category, I will put an X here. So if there is nothing, it is in the A1 homotopy category. So this is a presheaf, and you sheafify in the Nisnevich topology. And you call the result this. Okay, but it's quite, natural, because, a remark, if you use, the same construction, same definitions, formal definitions, but starting from the category of differentiable manifolds, instead of smooth varieties, okay, and using the usual topology on the category of smooth manifolds, differentiable manifolds. And you collapse R to the points in the same way, then you get the usual homotopy category. It's just a category which is equivalent to the usual homotopy category of CW complexes in that case. And if you use this approach, then the sheaf to a space is actually a constant sheaf associated to the pi zero set of connected components. If you work in the category of sheaves on the category of smooth differentiable manifolds. So it's not completely crazy. It's really the same formula. Absolutely compatible. And so if, moreover, X is pointed, so we use a base point, or morphism from the final object to X, we fix it, and for any integer n bigger or equal to 1, then we denote by psi n a1 of x at small x will be the associated sheaf in the Nisnevich topology. Oops, it will be group, abelian group, if n is bigger or equal to 2. The presheaf, which takes U to the set of homotopy classes of mass from the nth simplicial suspension. So simplicial suspension means the suspension functor coming from the model category structure. Okay. Applied to U P plus, so u has no base point. I add just a base point to u. So u plus is a pointed space that is as a sheaf, the sum of u and a base point to x, and of course in the pointed version means you take the category of pointed spaces, and A1 recurrence will be just pointed morphisms, which are, when you forget the base points, A1 recurrences. So this is as well known a group, if n is bigger or equal to 1, abelian for n bigger or equal to 2, same property will hold for this one. So these are the main object of our study. You could do also the same thing in the simplicial homotopy category, and then you get the usual homotopy sheaves of a simplicial object in the category of sheaves of sets. Okay, so of course, using this formula here, psi n A1 of a space X at a point, which I will usually not write, is canonically isomorphic to the usual pi n sheaf of the A1 localization. Okay? So it is the usual and the simplicial homotopy sheaves are obtained by the same formula as here, but using the simplicial homotopy category. Okay? So it's completely clear. The first observation using this construction here, which was the only positive result we knew from the beginning, observe that observation, and this holds strangely over any base. For any space, there is a morphism from x0, so the sheaf of zero object of zero simplices in x. So this map to this object in dimension zero, up to the n, and the pi zero of the A1 localization, and generally mean the pi zero. What I mean that the pi zero, the simplicial pi zero of a space Y can be viewed, so it's an easy exercise, as a co-equalizer of the two maps D0 and D1 from Y1 to Y0. So the pi zero as a sheaf is always a quotient of Y0 as a sheaf of sets. But so this is a quotient of this in degree zero, and it's not hard to check because these maps induce isomorphism on pi zero. And this one, if you look at the definition, induce isomorphism on degree zero elements. I mean, the zero because of this formula here. In dimension zero, it doesn't change x zero. So it is isomorphism in pi zero, isomorphism on degree zero object, isomorphism on pi zero, and so on. So as a consequence, it is always surjective. Okay. In particular, if you A1 localize a space which is zero reduced, then you get the trivial pi zero. Okay? If there is only one, if x0 is the point, then this must be the point. This is what I mean. So we get our first computation. I'm almost done. We basically state what we want to do. But here's the first computation of pi zero. So it means that if you take a space, if space X is simplicially zero connected, so which means that the simplicial pi zero is trivial, or much stronger if X zero itself is the point, then it is still true. It is still true for its A1 localization. And it is simplicially connected. Okay? And one of the main results, which I proved recently, is that this holds for n replacing 0. And this is absolutely, so this is more or less formal from the, and we really spent some time to try to prove this, but it's not formal at all. And in fact, it's basically wrong over a general base, but it's true over a field. So one of the main theorem which I will prove is that if x, that if x is simplicially and connected space, so pointed space, which means that the simplicial sheaves, usually one, pi I, are trivial for I less or equal to n, and so is the A1 localization. So it's quite easy for n equals 0, but it's quite difficult for, and in fact, wrong in general over base. So this is one of the main things that we will prove. So just to sketch, I mean, the program, I will give some definition. So it is not, it will not be proven this way. In fact, it's quite hard to prove directly. It would be a consequence of Jurevich theorem. So here, we really use the fact that we are working over a base field. And this theorem, as far as I know, uses Gaber transition lemma, which only holds over a field. I will just use one more blackboard. So definition. So we want to study the structure of this object. I mean, so clearly this cannot be any sheaf. Obviously less A1 multiple sheaf than A1 multiple sheaf. So we want to guess. So what is the analog? So in topology, using this formula, you only get abelian groups. So constant abelian groups. So what is the correct generalization? So here is the attempt. So a pre-sheaf of set is said to be A1 invariant. So it's not a sheaf here, it's just a pre-sheaf. If for any smooth variety, then the map from f of x to f of x plus a1 is a bijection. Two, if g is a sheaf of groups, no. And conjecturally, so unfortunately I cannot prove it, it's the hardest part. Conjecturally, the pi zero a1 of any space, so it's a sheaf, it should be a1 invariant. So all the examples you can compute, it's true, but there is no way to prove it. And even using Gaber, so there should be some non-commutative version of Gaber. Curiously enough, we understand the case of higher homotopy groups. So we take a sheaf of groups in the Nisnevis topology. Then it is said to be strongly A1 invariant. Then G is strongly A1 invariant. If so, you require all the A1 invariant property that you can expect. Then, if for any smooth variety, then the cohomology group if I is 0 and set if I is 1 of x with value in G is the same thing as x plus a1. And of course this holds only for I less or equal to 1. There is no other cohomology set. And you require that if M is a sheaf of abelian group, and it is said to be strictly A1 invariant. So there is a trick in the notations, because this notion appeared first, strictly A1 invariant, and then after I was studying something, so I wanted to have another notion. But then, at the very end, I realized that when G, so this is one of the technical theorem, that if G, so a priori, so let me write this, and let me explain the trick. So it's said to be strictly A1 invariant. said strictly if the all cohomology is A1 invariant, if for any I and for any smooth X this is an isomorphism. So this terminology appears first because the main examples are given by Voivodsky, sheaves, A1 invariant sheaves with tensors. It's one of his theorem that if you take a sheaf which is A1 invariant, just satisfying this, a sheaf in the Nisnevich topology, satisfying this, but which has tensors in a sense, then this holds. So there are plenty of them. Okay? And so what we will prove is that the main theorem, main structure theorem, that phi1 A1 of a space is strongly A1 invariant, and the pi n for n bigger or equal to 2 A1 of a space are strictly A1 invariant. And the trick, because I was completely stuck, because there is no way to relate this, and in fact the trick is that when in fact these notions are the same, it means that if G happens to be a sheaf of abelian groups, and if you know that its H1 is A1 invariant, then the whole cohomology is A1 invariant as a consequence. So in some sense, curiously enough, seems to be different notions, but they are exactly the same. So the trick is to write just the first letters, and then so if you say ST A1 invariant, then in some sense it's a way to. At the beginning, when I introduced this, it was not clear that it was the same thing. Okay. So what we will sketch and in the next lectures is the proof of the fact that the pi n A1 of x satisfies its property, and in fact, from what I said, it is sufficient to prove this for the pi 1. Because as a consequence, for the higher one, by taking the simplicial loops on X, you can reduce everything to the pi 1. So we'll study the pi 1 in a very concrete way, using an approach which is inspired by Rost's approach to cycle modules, taking sections on fields and so on. Okay, so I will do this next time. So thank you very much. Sorry? Tomorrow afternoon, yeah.